Michael Jackson was not just an American musical sensation. He was a global superstar. For that perspective, we turn to NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctan. She's in Dakar, the capital of Senegal. And it was Michael Jackson's first destination in Africa in 1974 as the lead singer of the Jackson 5. He was just 14 years old. Ophébia, thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure, even on this sad occasion.
Is it a sad occasion there? How is Senegal, how is Africa responding to this news?
Michelle, Michael Jackson was huge on this continent. Don't forget that Africa is the continent where everybody dances and everybody sings, and many people do both well. So he was a hero, a man who was such a consummate professional, who was such an incredible entertainer. People know Michael Jackson's music. They know the Jackson 5's music. They know how to sing things like I Want You Back and so on. Michael Jackson was a big, big star on this continent. As you say, his first trip was here was as a wee boy, a teenager, back in 1974, when he came to Senegal with the Jackson 5. And, you know, I'm looking at old video on YouTube, Michelle, and there is Michael Jackson getting down from the plane with his little voice, and the Senegalese are drumming and dancing. The first thing Michael Jackson does is to dance with them, following those steps. And the Senegalese, I can tell you, can dance as well as Michael Jackson, even though their steps may not be as intricate. So, you know, this was obviously an inspiration to him. And I believe he said when he got off the plane, he shouted, "This is where I come from." So there is huge sorrow here in Senegal and sorrow on the continent that Michael Jackson is gone at age 50, so young.
The coverage here, of course, follows along two tracks. On the one hand, there's the recognition of his incredible musical ability. On the other hand, he became a very controversial figure, as you know, in recent years with his charges of this child molestation charges from which he was acquitted and in some of his personal behavior, his eccentricities. When you talk to people about these issues, which side of Michael Jackson was most prominent? And I understand that you were able to get some voices on this.
Michelle, you have people in Africa all over, I mean, from east to west, north to south, who viewed Michael Jackson in both those categories. It's true that Africa wasn't shielded from the controversy, and especially from the fact that this hero, this musical hero, was alleged to have molested children, although, of course, he was cleared on all those charges. So there are Africans who say he was a strange man, and I think even more so, it's those who say, why did he change his skin color? And why did he have to straighten his nose? That he was a beautiful black boy and a beautiful black man. Listen.
He was not proud to be a black American. He wasn't. He wanted very much to be white.
But of course, most people in Africa, Michelle, I think are just feeling sorrowful, sad, and mourning the passing of Michael Jackson. I mean, listen to this woman in Accra, Ghana. As soon as she heard the news, she started weeping.
Huh? Are you sure? It's true? You lie me. Hey, sister, wait now. Wait.
It's not true. No, it's not true.
And in Kenya, women and men, very sad that Michael Jackson has gone so early. So I think he will be remembered with great respect in Africa. And let me just chip in here, Michelle. I actually met Michael Jackson, a man who shared the same month of birth and year of birth. We were both born in August 1958. Going on 51. I met him in Ivory Coast back in 1992, just the once.
Oh, please tell us more about that.
It was quite extraordinary. I think Michael Jackson, the troubled soul, had already begun. He arrived in Ivory Coast, and there was everyone, from all the government ministers to fans to journalists, waiting for him to come down the plane stairs. If I remember rightly, I think he did wave, perhaps at the top of the plane. Then he held his nose, and he raced down the steps of the plane, past all the government ministers waiting to greet him, to give him a huge akwaba, a welcome, because he's this musical hero, ran into one of these limousines and shot into town. I mean, everybody, as the Francophones will say, was bouche bée, with their mouths open. Was that Michael Jackson? Is that Michael Jackson? Why is he behaving so strangely? So I think people in Ivory Coast were hugely disappointed, although we did get to ask him one question.
Oh, and what was that?
You know, in this huge limousine, somebody must have flipped the window down, and I stuck in my microphone super quickly, and I said, look, hey, I've been a Jackson 5 fan since I was, what, 12 years old. I've got to get one question into Michael Jackson. So I said to him, Michael Jackson, how's your trip to Africa? How's your trip to Ivory Coast? In the hope that he would reply. And he did. We pulled out the tape recorder. It was cassette recorders in those days. And all the journalists were around me saying, hey, did he answer? Did he answer? We listened back. And this tiny little voice said, beautiful. I love it. So we got, what, 4-5 words out of Michael Jackson. He was invited to Ivory Coast to have an honour bestowed upon him, to become a traditional chief. Now, the pictures were gorgeous. He was wearing traditional kita kente cloth with its beautiful, radiant colours. And there he looked glorious. But I think a lot of fans, a lot of journalists, a lot of Ivorians, and a lot of officials were a little disappointed that he cloistered himself up in the 15th or whatever floor of this 5-star hotel and seemed to keep away from Africans, almost as if he was scared of us. And yet there he was back in 1974 as a teenager saying, this is where I come from, when he landed in Senegal. He was so excited. So really, it showed the troubled side of Michael Jackson. And I think that's something that disturbed many of his fans here in Africa.
Given that you have seen both sides of this man and that Africa has seen both sides of this man, what do you think the lasting legacy of Michael Jackson will be in Africa?
You know, Michelle, I think for those of us of Michael Jackson's generation, of course, we have also lived through his trials and tribulations and his court cases. But even so, in Africa, I think it's his musical legacy that is going to stand tall above everything else. Because here on this continent, people of all ages remember that Michael Jackson was just a consummate professional, that he was somebody whose steps as a dancer were second to none on a continent that loves to dance. And for the younger generations who come after us, they won't know so much about the troubled Michael Jackson. What they will know are his songs from the early days of Rock-A-Robin, ABC, I Want You Back, to the off-the-wall and thriller era. That's what everybody's going to remember, I think. The musical genius that was Michael Jackson.
NPR's Ophébia Quist-Acton is in Dakar, the capital of Senegal. Ophébia, thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Michelle, even on such a sorrowful day.
I'm Michelle Martin. You're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News.